This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So there we go. Secretary Clinton appears on one or more TV shows and in public presentations says, if elected, she's interested in getting to the bottom of this. But the question you raise here is, well, her husband was in the White House for 8 years. How come he couldn't do it? And, or maybe he did and he can't say, but assuming he didn't, where does she think she's going to do better now?
Well, the fact that he didn't, of course, maybe. See, after they talked to Lawrence Rockefeller and there was some momentum on that, the impeachment proceedings got in the way. So nothing was going to happen once there was that problem. And so, you know, as far as what the future brings on this, of course, none of us knows. I mean, personally, for me, I would so like to have the declassification of the secrets that have been so tightly held. And I so object to the official debunking that's been going on in this country and then throughout the world for decades, going back to the days of Donald Kehoe that you mentioned. Donald Kehoe was pilloried. He wrote some wonderful books about the UFO cover-up and all the evidence at that time. And there was an important show, I forget whether it was a radio show or a TV show at that time, about UFOs. And when he
it was
went
a TV
off,
show.
Okay.
Yeah, he went off script. They yanked the microphone off of him. So the debunking and the malicious attacks, people's reputations, and the ridicule, and the techniques used in the world of science to make this such a fringe topic that people are penalized who want to study it seriously, and the difficulty in getting research grants if you're out there on those fringes. In other words, people with this interest have been put in a ghetto by the establishment.
Now, our listeners know the history of this. Let me just tell you briefly. So in January 1958, Kehoe was a guest on a TV show called Armstrong Circle Theater. It was a presentation called UFOs, The Enigma of the Skies. And what happened here is the producers, asked Kehoe and the other guests to present a full script of what they're going to say. This is live television. There was no 7-second delay. It wasn't delayed recording or anything. It was live TV. So, of course, they carefully vet what was said. Now, Kehoe complained in one of his books that the CBS producers kept censoring everything he wrote to the point where he got very, very frustrated because he felt he wasn't able to deliver the kind of evidence he had. So by show night, he's frustrated. So he starts reading the script and then stops and says, I'm going to tell you something you've never heard before. And he's about to say something. So he gets censored then. Now, the official CBS line, and we do know that people from the Air Force were on hand, the official line is, well, he was deviating from the script. We didn't know what he was going to say. And therefore, we cut his mic, which is a double, triple-edged sword because legitimately, they have to do that if they think something is going astray because the FCC could fine CBS if somebody uses a nasty word or something. You know, they don't know what's going to happen, so they're watching out for their behinds. At the same token, as Kehoe suggested, perhaps the Air Force was censoring everything that was said. So no matter what happened, he wouldn't be allowed to say what he wanted. He did, however, issue kind of a half apology for doing it, if you recall. So there's the update.
Well, that summarizes what happened back then, a long time ago. But the point is that attitude of censorship has been in effect for so many decades. And now, is it loosening up now? I think the answer is, as far as television is concerned, definitely. As far as motion pictures are concerned, definitely. I mean, you have like a double standard or two different worlds now, because on television you have essentially a UFO disclosure. We don't know if the information we're getting is accurate, but just count the hundreds of documentaries and shows, everything, you know, from Ancient Aliens, every possible conceivable kind of documentary that's out there on so many different channels. And then most of the films are fiction that involve aliens, but there have been several projects about Roswell. I think ours, the one I executive produced and co-wrote for Showtime, was the first, you know, full-length, feature-length, just devoted to the Roswell incident. But, you know, when you consider Dark Skies series, the Taken series, I mean, there have been a number of them that have had their Roswell stories, even with Jesse Marcel as a character. So that's just Roswell. I mean, there have been things about Betty and Barney Hill and the Fire in the Sky, about the Travis Walton case, the coverage on the Phoenix Lights case. And now we have the James Fox documentaries. I'm a big fan of James Fox's documentaries. His one called I Know What I Saw. Fabulous work, where we're getting to see, you know, the testimony of the citizens' hearings on UFOs integrated into documentaries that include things like the former governor of Arizona. What was you know his name, the one I'm talking about who reversed himself on the Phoenix Lights?
Fife Symington,
who was a close friend of Bill Clinton. As a matter of fact, I think I even heard that one of them saved the life of the other when some drowning thing. I don't know the details of it.
I know a little bit about it because, remember, Symington was convicted of corruption and gone to jail. But apparently he saved Bill Clinton's life, so Bill Clinton pardoned him.
Wow.
Now, you see, here in Arizona, we have a bad history with governors. Not as bad as Illinois. They've sent a few to jail. But we've had a couple, three, that have done a few funky things. Now, the thing about Fife Symington that bothers me, though, I mean, to his credit, he admits fault. He says he was too flippant about UFOs. On the other hand, maybe he felt it was more politically correct to come out and say, you know, I take it seriously. I don't know.
You know, he said more than I take it seriously. The interview of him shows him saying, I saw that craft, and it wasn't from this Earth. It was from somewhere else. Couldn't have been made on Earth. I mean, he went that far.
He went even further. He actually took them on the path that he drove with the car to the park where he actually had the sighting, if I remember correctly, and actually took him to the location where he claims he was a witness of the large craft on what, March 17th?
Okay, so 97. I call this progress. I call this a lot of progress from where we were a couple of decades ago with everyone so uptight about it. And back in the days of Philip Klass, the debunker, when he would go to UFO meetings of MUFON in order to object, as though he was in a courtroom, to stand and object to everything everybody was saying. It was madness. It was a nut. It was madness. But now there is more openness by many people. There isn't more openness in the military, though, which brings me to another great story I have to tell you about when my Roswell alien from our movie almost went on display at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Should we take a break before that one?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take that break, but let me tell you that we'd like you, while you hear this break, to find out how you can have a commercial-free version of this radio show. And the way to do that is to go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Learn all the inner details, the secrets about the Paracast Plus with the ad-free version of this show after the Paracast podcast. A couple of chapters from the book, unpublished so far, from Chris O'Brien and Ray Stanford. Another video from Contact in the Deserts coming any day now. A lot of good material there. plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. More excitement with the Clintons The Government and UFOs, but definitely not political. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So you see, neighbors, we're here in a position to talk about UFOs, putting political figures on the firing line, but not really getting political. Paul Davids?
Hi, Gene. I have a lot of things I want to say to and about Chris O'Brien while we have time to get this. One more story I want to tell first. I do want to mention I'm a big fan of Chris O'Brien's books, and his, you know, his research on the cattle mutilations. Chris and I have known each other a long time. My favorite Chris O'Brien book is his one about the Grand Trickster and his theories about synchronicities, because this is one of my favorite subjects. So let's get into that a little later. But I want to tell you this incident with a new author who worked at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base as an engineer for his whole career. His name is Ray Szymanski, and he wrote a book called, get this, 50 Shades of Greys. Greys as in aliens. About, you know, were there aliens at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base? Before his book came out, Ray tried to arrange for me to officially be invited to come and be a guest and to bring the prop of the life-size alien that was alive in our Roswell movie. This alien now exists in a display case beside my desk in my home.
And the one that you used to carry around in the trunk of your car.
Yeah, I was game for this. And as a matter of fact, I told Ray Szymanski, you know, I'd do a documentary about this. He said, you don't need to fly me. First of all, how would the alien get there if you fly me? I need to drive, and I need to do a documentary about the cross-country trip from Los Angeles of the Roswell alien back to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base to pay his respects to his fallen brethren from the extraterrestrial crash of 1947. I said, can you imagine the great scenes? I'm driving along in my car with this alien beside me, and if I'm speeding and a cop stops me, you know, this could have a lot of potential, I said, you know, with a little tongue-in-cheek. So they were ready to do it, to have me there and have the alien. They wanted it for the Air Force Marathon, for Air Force families to be able to get their pictures taken with the alien from the movie. And then I said, look, if I'm doing this, though, I really want to be able to show the movie Roswell to the Air Force people there while I'm there. You know, we should combine it. It should be a showing. So they had to get official permission for this, and this is where everything went wrong. This is where it all fell apart. When they made the request and ran it up the flagpole, and we got shot down so hard, you know, I felt like I was slammed into the ground on this thing. It went through the Public Relations Department of the Air Force. Evidently, they have a special division that deals with Hollywood issues.
They all do, even the CIA. And what they want to do, of course, is get somebody on the set to monitor what's going on and fix misperceptions, because they want everything to look positive for the agencies. So I'll give you another example of that. In the case of Independence Day, they wouldn't do it.
They refused to let it happen, right?
They refused to let it happen. On the other hand, like a TV show like NCIS, which is the most popular scripted drama in the world, they've got the real Naval Criminal Investigative Service people on the set making sure that, you know, fundamentally the facts about investigations and things, while certainly going to be exaggerated for a fictional show, are at least in the spirit of what really happens. They want to make themselves look good.
I can tell you from personal experience that I talked to Robert Wise, the director of The Day the Earth Stood Still, which I think that movie came out around 1950 or 51.
Right, 51.
It's a few years after Roswell. And I met with him shortly after I had my daylight disc sighting in 1987. I think people know about that who know me. It's been written up, and that's what got me interested in UFOs, that I saw one in daylight near my house with my two children. But I got to meet with Robert Wise, and he told me, first of all, he was a believer, and that while he was making that movie, that, you know, that there had been some official people around on the set, that there had been visitors from Washington. He mentioned a scientist, or maybe it was an engineer, and he was told at that time, you know, you may think your movie is fiction, but it's not nearly as much fiction as you may assume. So that happened behind the scenes back then, as far as some kind of intervention with what's going on in Hollywood. And Bobby Graham, you know, has written about that. He's written a wonderful book about UFOs in Hollywood. I forget the exact name of it right now, but I certainly recommend that book. And he included some information from me about the Roswell movie, because we had people show up when we were making the Roswell movie. Oh, we were definitely being watched. I think at that time we were being listened to. There was a lot of funny stuff on the phones. There were people showing up that, you know, wanted to be our good friends all of a sudden, had information, wanted to suck us into one thing or another. And so we weren't doing it in a vacuum. There's always that sense of things being watched by people who care about what may come out or what's said. But going back to the Wright-Patterson Air Force almost visit by the alien, they said no, they were not going to allow the movie Roswell ever to be shown at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and not even at the hotel where the Air Force people were staying who were coming in for the marathon. No, no. And the reason given was because our movie, and they knew it, they knew of it, they said our movie contradicted an official Air Force report.
Oh, okay? My God, such an offense.
That was our offense, that we had an alternative point of view. So they weren't going to let that point of view be heard. And this is, I don't know what else I should say about that, but that happened. But then in the meantime, Ray Zemanski came out with his book, 50 Shades of Grey's, and he reported to me recently that I think that they were letting him be a guest at the base and sell his book there. So, you know, that's lightened up, obviously, somehow, too. I don't know what it presages, but listen, at some point I want to segue into what I've been doing more recently. You said, what have you been doing in the last 6 years? And I do need to let, and this ties into Chris O'Brien's interest in synchronicities, I do need to let people know about both my documentary film of 2013, which was on Sci-Fi and then became a two-disc DVD. It's called The Life After Death Project. And the information was so compelling, the experiences, the ongoing strangeness that I was experiencing that caused me to make that project, which got a number of scientists, including chemists. There were three universities involved with scientists who researched what was happening after my mentor, Forrest J. Ackerman, died, and there seemed to be messages coming through from him, all kinds of anomalies after he died, to say that he was still around in spirit. So first there was the movie Life After Death Project, and then 3 years later, I published in April of this year the book An Atheist in Heaven that I co-wrote with Dr. Gary Schwartz.
Let's consider that, and also the guy who used to be called F.J. the Ackermonster.
Yes.
I met him a few times. We'll go into that in more detail. Paul David's got a lot to tell us. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, it's very easy to talk to Paul Davids. You basically say, go, and we sit down as flies on the wall and let him continue. So, okay, Forrest J. Ackerman, he doesn't like being dead is what you're telling me, Paul.
No, no. I you know, my days with Forrest J. Ackerman go back to when I was, well, first of all, I think I was in fifth grade when the first issue of Famous Monsters of Filmland magazine came out.
Oh, I remember it well.
And I would read every issue. Of course, if you got caught with it in school, they confiscated it, right?
Let me just tell you something real briefly before you go on. Okay. In one issue of Famous Monsters, and then it continued for a few issues, they said he was traveling around the country, Forrest J. Ackerman, and if you wrote a good spiel, he'd come to your home for lunch.
Yes.
And he did. My place in Brooklyn. I set it up as a recording studio, and I recorded the entire thing, and I got people who had entered the contest to come there, like half a dozen people my age. I probably was in my late teens at the time. And he came over very gracious for a couple of hours. I had recordings of everything. Unfortunately, probably not anymore. I have no idea where those recordings went. This is like 25 different moves since then.
Oh, no.
But I stayed in touch with him on and off for a number of years after that. Now, Paul Davids, tell your story. That's all I have to say.
Gene, this is absolutely wonderful to hear this, because during that cross-country trip that Forrest Ackerman took from Los Angeles, his ultimate destination was Washington, D.C., with the World Science Fiction Convention. I think it was at the Statler Hilton Hotel. And I lived in the suburbs of Washington. As I said, my dad was a professor at Georgetown. And that's when I met Fari Ackerman. And I had been making 8mm, I was a kid, these were silent 8mm movies with dragons and dinosaurs and ghosts and whatever special effects I could come up with, because I loved his magazine. You know, his sense of humor is just incomparable. And he was such an endearing man. He had collected all of the stuff, the props from all the movies we loved in those days. And he had them all in his great house that he called the Acker Mansion. And he opened his doors. He had to live in L.A. to get there, of course, but he opened his doors to the general public every Saturday. They could come in and see his collection. And then he moved to a larger house. He called it Son of Acker Mansion in the Los Feliz area on Glendower. And this was an 18-room mansion that Ray Bradbury, the author Ray Bradbury, who wrote Martian Chronicles, many other things, he called the house the Fort Knox of science fiction. That's where the gold was. So when I met Fari, I went to the Statler Hilton. I was a young teenager, and I told him about these movies I had been making. And his publisher, James Warren, was there too. And they were so nice, and he said, well, tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, he said, we're going to have a little gathering here for some of the monster fans. And he says, if you have a projector for your movies, why don't you bring your projector, bring the movies, we'll set up a screen, and let's all see them. So that happened. That's what I got to do. And then Fari and James Warren said, well, you got to send us pictures of your monsters, your movies. We'll put them in Famous Monsters magazine. So there I was then in issue number 27 of Famous Monsters, the great cover of the Cyclops from the Seventh Voyage of Sinbad on the cover. And then I entered a movie-making contest that Fari had called... You had to make a movie based on a script he wrote called Siegfried Saves Metropolis. And I was an honorable mention winner in the contest, so more pictures in Famous Monsters, issue number 35. I was in seventh heaven. You know, this was wonderful. I wanted so much to go to Los Angeles to see Fari's house, to meet my idols like the great producer George Powell, who did The War of the Worlds and The Time Machine. I wanted to meet Ray Harryhausen, the great special effects pioneer. Of course, he lived in England. Eventually, all of these dreams came true for me. After I finished undergraduate college at Princeton, I was accepted as to be a student at the American Film Institute Center for Advanced Film Studies in Beverly Hills in those days. And while I was there, I got to meet many of my favorite writers and directors in Hollywood, including George Powell. I created a seminar for Fari Ackerman and George Powell, both there together, talking about science fiction and films for the students. And so my relationship with Fari Ackerman continued through the decades. I mean, I wrote for his subsequent magazine, Monsterland. He wrote an introduction to my first book called The Fires of Pele, Mark Twain's Legendary Lost Journal. I dedicated one of the six Star Wars books I wrote to him. I think it was, I'm trying to remember which one. It was either Mission from Mount Yoda or Queen of the Empire or Prophets of the Dark Side. I dedicated to Fari Ackerman. So we were close. And then in 2006... Universal released the film I made called The Sci-Fi Boys. And, you know, apart from Roswell, this was like a great moment for me. I'd made a couple other films. I made Timothy Leary's Dead. I made Starry Night. I made The Artist and the Shaman. And then came The Sci-Fi Boys, which was the history of special effects in movies from the earliest days. Willis O'Brien's, another O'Brien there, Chris, Willis O'Brien's silent movies, all the way up through Peter Jackson's King Kong. And because my wife was the manager at that time of the premiere for Universal of Peter Jackson's King Kong, Peter Jackson agreed to be the host of my documentary. And he knew and loved Fari, too. Everyone loved Fari, who was making science fiction movies. Everyone. And so this was an homage to Fari's place in science fiction history and how he'd influenced everybody that went on to make these great films, including Peter Jackson. And we had a premiere at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, and Fari said like it was the greatest night of his life. I mean, it was just overpowering. And after that, Fari and I would start to talk about things of deeper consequence. We were at Comic-Con together, and I said, you know, Fari, I know you've been an atheist your whole life. He said, I'm a card-carrying atheist. That's right. He said, I'm going to be an atheist till my last breath. And I said, did you ever think, you know, that, you know, maybe you're wrong. Maybe there is an afterlife. And he said, Paul, I seriously doubt that I'm wrong. I give it almost no chance. He said, but I'll tell you this, make a deal with you. He said, if I wake up after I pass away to some great science fiction convention in the sky, he said, well, I'll be partying around for a long time, you know, with Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff. And George,
you know, he wore Bela Lugosi's Dracula ring when he visited us and
course,
made public appearances.
Course. And he had the cape. He had the Dracula cape. And he said, but when the party dies down, he says, maybe I'll drop you a line, right, with a little wink. Right. Thought nothing more of it. But here's when my big life change happened. 2009, a couple months after he died, we held a huge tribute for him, every seat filled, at the same Egyptian theater in Hollywood, where we had the premiere of the Sci-Fi Boys. And it was that day of that tribute when the weird stuff started to happen. And it didn't first start happening to me. It happened first to two Canadians who'd made a film about Fari, who happened to go to Forest Lawn Glendale and rap on his crypt before the tribute and go, rap, 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 hi, Fari, you know, we're here, we've come from Canada, we're going to show our movie about you tonight, we miss you so much.
And we're going to break there, and we're going to find out what that rapping on my chamber door was all about. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So easy to talk to Paul Davids because he does the whole show himself. We don't need any help here. He just comes
I'm
on
sorry.
There.
You gave me a platform, and I'm just running away with it. And I'll finish telling you the lead-in about all this stuff that happened with Fari, and then I want to invite your participation and not hog the show like I have been here. But, you know, what began to happen, well, first of all, the Canadians, they said they heard from Fari within an hour of wrapping up his grip. They went back to the hostel that they were staying at, and Mike McDonald was trying to blog something, and a CAPTCHA code comes up where you have to write the letters and the numbers and the little squiggly things, you know, so that they know you're not spamming Facebook. And the CAPTCHA code that came up was Ackerman 000. And he practically dropped on the floor when he saw that, you know. The name was spelled right. He'd gone rap, rap, rap on the crypt. And the two of them said, you know, is he saying hello? You know, is he really dead? At that moment, the other Canadian filmmaker, Ian Johnston, says that his computer that was asleep at the time burst out with a childlike voice that said, oh my gosh, no way. Now, crazy. He said, what? My computer shouldn't have been talking to me. He discovers that that voice is from an animated emoticon on YouTube, a little smiley guy. He says, oh my gosh, no way. And he rolls over. But he was not logged on, you know, to the internet at the time. The computer was asleep. It shouldn't have been talking to him. This was weird, weird, weird. And then within a week, it happened to me. The weirdest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And it was the ink obliteration on a document I had. I'll try and make a long story real short here and just say I had a document I was going over. I was alone in the house, no one else there, doors are locked. I knew the document was ordinary. I was out of the room for 5 minutes, and when I came back in, the document had been changed. The document now had four words blacked out neatly and precisely with ink. Or maybe it was dye. I didn't know what it was at that time, but it was still moist. And I felt like I was in the presence of a ghost. And I guarded that as evidence. Within 6 weeks, I think it was, I was with the head of the chemistry department of Indiana University. as he was beginning experimentation on the ink obliteration. And then he involved the College of New Jersey and Dr. John Allison. This is all in our, and first it's in the movie The Life After Death Project, which you can easily find the DVD or stream it online. And then our new book, An Atheist in Heaven, tells the whole story with the scientific reports, with all the photos of the work in the laboratories, Forrest J. Ackerman, all the strange things that happened, all the work involved. It has a long, long glossary. There has been over 100 anomalous incidents that have happened to me since that day with the ink blot, and many of them refer right back to Forrest J. Ackerman, and many of them are extraordinary synchronicities of the type that seem to happen to Christopher O'Brien.
Well, not so much anymore, but you never know. You know, what you banish, you tend to invoke. So, you know, my one comment about the Ackerman, you know, just the weird synchronicities around that is Houdini must be jealous, because for 100 years people have been trying to contact Houdini, and there's been maybe one or two things that were possibly could be attributed to some sort of afterlife communication, but not like this.
Let me tell you, I think Houdini had a code word that he was going to relay if a medium could pick it up or something. I think that the code word was believe, but it never happened. They tried again and again. The last seance they held for Houdini before they gave up, it rained in Los Angeles that day only on the building where they held the seance. That was unusual.
Right, but, yeah, and there was another one, too, I seem to remember, too. There was another coincidental event surrounding the seance.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what the other thing was that happened, was that on one of the major anniversaries of Houdini's death, at the Magic Castle, where I'm a member, a proud member, love that club in Hollywood, we have a Houdini seance room, you know, where you can have dinner. We have on display there Houdini's handcuffs and, you know, his the straitjackets and lots of artifacts from his career. And there, on one of the anniversaries of his death, there was a fire in the Magic Castle. Could have been catastrophic, but it started to spread from the uppermost floor. And then, you know, they had to use the fire hoses, so there was water damage. The water damage went right up to the Houdini seance room and stopped right there. Nothing happened to the Houdini seance room. And the very moment the fireman declared that the fire was out coincided with the time that Houdini had died. So that was kind of neat. But even neater still, I have a co-author to An Atheist in Heaven. I mentioned it's Gary Schwartz, PhD from Harvard, taught at Yale, psychology, accepted a tenured position as a professor at University of Arizona in Tucson. And there, for about 15 years, he's not only studied mediums with extraordinary results, he has used computers and delicate sensors and software he's developed to try to communicate with spirits. And he's developed protocols, as I say, software, and he's reached out to a few spirits in particular. And one of them he appeals to is Harry Houdini. You'll see in An Atheist in Heaven, we have a number of chapters by Gary Schwartz where he's showing you the results on his computer screens of the attempted communications. And he had results from Houdini that were absolutely off the charts. It can't be explained as background noise. They were just very strong, specific responses. And then he decided to bring Forrest J. Ackerman in, once he met me and he heard the whole story, and try to communicate with Fari. And he got responses. And you'll see that we put the pictures in the book of The Atheist in Heaven of the graphs on Fari's computer, where you see where he gets these responses of electromagnetic fields, measurements of radiation, whether it's gamma rays. Sometimes he experiments with light in pitch blackness, getting photons to come through to affect a $50,000 camera in freezing cold temperatures in total darkness. And photons are measured coming through as a response of spirit communication. So my bottom line here, Chris, is we've gone a long way since the days of skeptic Harry Houdini and his seances. And I think he,
well, that kind of leads to a question from one of our listeners, Spectre 73, who is posting his question at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners get a chance to ask our guests questions about the things that they're involved with. And his question is right along these same lines. And he's wondering if you're aware of the recent findings of the Southampton University study that concluded that there is consciousness on some level that survives after death. And then the follow-up to that is, do you think we're seeing a change in attitude in the scientific community about this subject? And to hear some examples, and we're hearing some really good ones.
This is fantastic. Did you say Southampton University? What did you say? I don't know about that study, and I would certainly like to, so I'll be looking it up soon. As far as changes in attitudes and breakthroughs, to some extent, there have been many, many books written in the last couple of decades. I think with the aging baby boomers, my generation, your generation, facing the latter part of our lives, we look toward this question of afterlife and death because we're all going to face it sometime. And so a lot of stuff has been published. There's been a lot on near-death experience. I had Danian Brinkley in my film, The Life After Death Project. His near-death experience is a subject of major books. He died from being struck by lightning, flatlined. But he came back, and he had a story to tell of there's a life beyond this one, and so have many others. There's the book A Proof of Heaven, an excellent book that came out within the last 2 years. And Gary Schwartz has written many books. But by and large, in the mainstream scientific world, these beliefs are still, they're not accepted. There's a general unwillingness to look at evidence or what we think is evidence. There is definitely ridicule still. One of the scientists who I enlisted, Dr. Jay Siegel, chemist at the University of Indiana University, he had a colleague who had chemist had worked with the Secret Service.
Let's do our break here, and then we'll pick up on that. We've got Paul Davids. We're looking at life after death with Gene and Chris. You're in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.